Earlier, we heard from retailers in Galway and Limerick on how Christmas trading has been. Now let's go to Cork and Dublin to get a flavour of what's happening. Richard Guiney, CEO of the Dublin Town Organisation, is with us here in studio. And Eddie Mullins, owner of Fitzgerald Menswear in Cork City, is on the line. Thank you both for joining us. And a very good morning and a very happy Christmas to you both.
Good morning.
Eddie, I'll go to you first. I hear you had one of your busiest days of the year yesterday. Sounds like things
we
are going well.
We had indeed, yeah, and we're looking forward to another equally busy day today, hopefully. So it's a very special atmosphere in the city this year. I think all the concerns have come together. Lots of new Gardaí on the street. The Chamber have been great to us, of the CBA. And I think a great mix of independents and international brands here. It's very special this Christmas.
You mentioned specifically there the 35 new Gardaí stationed in the city. Is that making a big difference for the atmosphere? Is that make people more relaxed when they're shopping?
Yeah, it's been a game changer for us. What we have here now is a family-friendly, safe environment. You know, it's always been a special place at Christmas, but now Gardaí on every corner. It just gives people that little bit of sense of security, and to see children not having to hold hands too tightly, browse around. We have a Ferris wheel here, Christmas markets. It really is very special this year.
Okay, and Richard Guiney, you're here with us in studio, CEO of Dublin Town. What are things like in the capital shopping-wise? Is it a bit quieter than retailers might have hoped?
It's trade has been fairly steady, but footfall has been down about 2-3% on last year. Trade is generally steady. What we're finding is the trends that we saw during the year, where we are seeing more people coming in for hospitality purposes, socialising. So the streets that have the restaurants and the pubs are the ones that are doing the best, and then the traditional retail streets are slightly down. But you know, trade is fairly steady. Obviously, we've got online shopping, which is a new phenomenon. Whatever, I'd agree with Cork. The additional Gardaí has been a huge bonus for Dublin City over the last number of months, and that's obviously continued during the Christmas. And I am quite optimistic for the future of the city. You know, obviously with the Taoiseach's task force, I'm looking at the future of the city. I think we will see more new uses coming in, particularly on the north side of the city. And, I think the experience will be better for people.
And is it fair to say Dublin has needed that? We have the recent history with antisocial behaviour. Do you think that might be having an impact on footfall up until now?
Not particularly, no. The trends that we're experiencing in Dublin are very similar to the international trends. People do have various different shopping options, and we're seeing that online shopping is back to where it was during the pandemic. I think what we need to do is reinvent the city, and I think that's where the Taoiseach's task force will really kick in, and we're looking at establishing an SPV, a special purpose vehicle, to implement those proposals, and I think that's going to make the city a hell of a lot better for people.
And Eddie Mullins, Fitzgerald's Menswear in Cork, I believe it's one of the oldest shops in the city. What are the big sellers this Christmas, and are people coming from far away to get the goods?
Yeah, we've had people come from far and wide, and people are maybe choosing to come to Cork and see it as a regional shopping hub, maybe as opposed to Dublin. A little bit of negative media coverage on the city centre in Dublin has benefited Cork. So we see people looking for sustainability, wax, pure wools, but move away from polyester and artificial fibres. So that's resonating with people quite well.
Very good. And Richard Guiney, I wanted to ask you about the situation with traffic worsening congestion. We had reports yesterday comparing Dublin's congestion to London, saying that it's actually worse. Is there anything to suggest that worsening congestion, that it's having some sort of impact and it's hurting businesses?
Well, as I say, the footfall has been, over the course of the year, has been down by roughly 1%, so it's not that dramatic. I think what we're paying a big price for is the slow pace of bringing on the transport infrastructure. We absolutely need the metro, we need the additional Lewis line, all of those kind of things. On an average day, we'll have well over about, the guts of 250,000 people in the city. So to get them in and out safely is something that we need to do. And the proportion of people coming in by car has fallen from about 22% to 19%. So not overly dramatic. Car parks are still doing okay. So access to the city is still there, but we do need to address congestion. And I think we need to encourage people to use public transport and sustainable transport for environmental purposes. purposes as much as the congestion.
And you mentioned online shopping there. Do you still think there's somewhat of a hangover to some extent from the COVID pandemic? We got so comfortable buying everything online and in the comfort of our warm homes.
Well, look, as Pat said as well, the atmosphere in the city is terrific with carol singers, etc. So we do get people coming in for the Christmas, and yesterday was extraordinarily busy. Expected to be busy again today. But, you know, in terms of convenience, people do find sitting at their kitchen table doing a bit of shopping is very convenient. And I suppose that's what we need to do, is have a real positive experience for people to come in so that they do more than just the shopping, that they enjoy themselves as well.
Eddie Mullins, I'll finish off with you. In relation to the online shopping we've touched on a little bit, do you find that that's a big consideration for the retailers, not just yourself, but across Cork City? And in terms of traffic congestion, is that just a Dublin-centric thing, or are you seeing that too where you are?
Yeah, I suppose we do see online as a bit of a threat, but what we try to do here is offer something more unique. I think people coming to the city centre here are coming for the food offer, Christmas markets, the atmosphere there. It's just, there's a buzz there yesterday, which is truly unique for Cork. I think traffic is an issue, but people are starting to realise that maybe you can't put up outside a shop and park there for a few hours and go do your shopping. Maybe a bit more organisation. And I think the bus service has been very good in Cork, but more needs to be done.
Indeed. Okay, well listen, Eddie Mullins from Fitzgerald Menswear in Cork and Richard Gynick, CEO of Dublin Town, thank you very much for joining us, both of you, this morning. And we're nearly there. Two more shopping days, then we can all have a little bit of a break.